Hours to Protect on Beat.
Ah, February, the month that brings us many things. The start of spring, a new bank holiday, and now the deposit return scheme.
The deposit return scheme is a scheme devised by the government to get us to recycle more of our plastic drinks bottles and our aluminium cans. We're not bad at it, but we just use so many of them that about a third of them are not going in our green bins at home. They're not going in our recycling bins. So they're being dumped in our black waste bins, which is just general waste. They end up incinerated. Some go to landfill, or we see them littering the streets and beaches and so on.
That's Caroline O'Doherty, the environmental correspondent from the Irish Independent.
There's about 500 million of them literally going on our streets or into incineration. It's pollution, it's an eyesore, and it's a complete waste of a valuable resource because the plastic can be recycled and the aluminium cans are really good for recycling. So they want to capture all of that, and it's not just because they want to do this. Again, it's an European Union regulation. By 2029, we have to capture at least 90% of these containers.
So how does this work? Well, Wexford woman Elaine O'Connor is going to help us.
I'm the head of sustainability for Lidl Ireland.
Good stuff you say, Lidl.
I was a Lidl and then I joined and I had to convert very quickly to Lidl.
So they say Lidl in Lidl.
Yes, they do. Yeah, it gets confusing.
Whether you call it Lidl or Lidl, the supermarket has embraced this new practical initiative that will become part of our circular economy.
When we learned that the deposit return scheme, was something that was on the government's agenda, and we were the first retailer to launch a deposit return machine trial, and that happened in September 2021 in our Dublin store, Glenageary, and then in 2022 in Claremorris and Mayo, we launched a second trial, and to date we've collected more than 2 million units through just those two store locations.
So what's going to happen from February 1st is when you buy a bottle of fizzy, whatever it is, or water, if it's from 150 millilitres up to a 500 millilitres, so a half litre bottle, when you buy that, no matter where you buy it, there will be an extra charge of 15 cent on that. Okay. If it's a bigger bottle, if it's over 500 millilitres, up to 3 litres, you'll pay 25 cents. That'll be automatically in the price. It will show up on your receipt as an extra deposit.
Instead of putting that bottle or can into your recycling bin, you hand it back into a shop.
Now, depending on the and you'll get your money back. You'll get it back by a little voucher, and then you can either cash that voucher in for cash, or you can use it against a purchase in that shop. Depending on the shop you bring it back to, you'll have a different experience. The bigger shops and the supermarkets, a lot of them are putting in these reverse vending machines. So instead of putting money in and you get a can or a bottle out, you're putting a can or bottle in and you get money out. Money comes in, say, in the form of a voucher, which you can then, say, redeem for cash.
Lidl, for example, have 358 reverse vending machines in their shops around the country.
Each of our stores will have two machines each, and again, the majority of these machines are at the entrance of stores. And again, that's what we learned from the trial, that makes it very easy for shoppers to return their containers.
And smaller shops have a little more difficulty because not a lot of them don't have room for these reverse vending machines. A lot of them are opting to do it over the counter, which means you can bring your bottles or cans to the counter and they'll scan them there and they'll give you your money back or give you the voucher, and you can store up your vouchers and cash them in when you have a few if you want. If they're not participating, they're supposed to tell you where your nearest shop is participating.
When customers buy a drink in a plastic bottle or their aluminium can, it must feature, so there's a return logo, and the bottle must feature that. Then the customer will pay a small deposit in addition to the price of the drink. So you will pay that deposit at the till. And then it'll be all about, I suppose, building habits. It's very important not to crush the bottle or the can. So for the machines to be able to scan and read the return logo, for the customer to get their deposit back, the bottle or can has to be completely uncrushed or undamaged in any way whatsoever.
Well, as we all begin our reverse deposit journey, remember to watch out for that special return logo that all eligible drinks containers will contain, and don't crush those bottles and cans.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.